We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, newest member of the New Orleans Saints, wide receiver Equanimeous St. Brown. Equanimeous, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, no problem.
Man, this isn't a football question, but I throw it at you because I'm a little up in age. I remember your dad participating in these bodybuilding contests. Okay, back then, you know, it was just the cable networks were cranking up, and so they were able to show a lot of this. And your dad was one of the first, say, bodybuilders, big-time bodybuilders from the United States, and also he made it big out in Europe also. So, you know, a lot of times you have pressure. Maybe it's a brother, and you got that part too. Your brother, Monron St. Brown, also outstanding receiver now, was at USC and then now with the Detroit Lions. But how was it with your dad? Because I know he played football for a little while and then got into the bodybuilding circuit later. So kind of a little bit about having that all in your family.
Well, yeah, so my dad played football in high school, but he didn't really know how to make it. You know, he wanted to be a professional athlete in some sorts. He didn't really know how to make it to college or the NFL growing up in Compton. So he decided to change to bodybuilding because someone told him he can make it. He has a physique for it. And, you know, he doesn't have to rely on teammates, coaches. He could just do it on his own. So he decided to switch over to bodybuilding. And, yeah, he ended up making it. But he really wanted to play football. That was his dream. So when he had three sons, you know, he kind of asked us, what do we want to play? Obviously, we wanted to play football because that was like the most popular sport when we were kids. And then he helped us, you know, achieve our dreams.
He was big in the workout part with you also, and also your brothers, correct?
Yes. Yes, we started lifting weights around like 5, 6 years old.
Wow. Back then, that wasn't looked at the same as it is today. We see a lot more of that. Equanimeous, tell us a little bit about the connection between you and the Saints, why you signed here with the Saints. Are you with the Packers and then with the Bears? But the connection certainly with a coach, and we see it a lot of times. Free agent pickup, certainly money has something to do with it, but there's always kind of a connected dot with a coach.
Yeah, so my agent had told me that Coach Giannoco had reached out and told the team that he thinks I'd be a great fit here. This is like midway through free agency, so we're kind of waiting for a first wave to pass by and then look at where players go, coaches go, you know, coaching changes, things like that, of that nature. So Coach Giannoco had told the team, had reached out to my agent, and then so then off that, Saints were high on my list. Just because, you know, it's important for a team to want you there. And that's very important, you know. You don't want to go somewhere you're not wanted. So I've seen that there was an opportunity for me to come here and make plays and help the team win. So I think this is best for my future, and I think it's going to be a good deal for the Saints as well.
Equanimeous, I think one of the things with you, everybody's got a niche in this league that they do really well. You're a big target receiver. You go over the middle. Hey, you give great effort. That was one of the things I remember when you came out for the draft. I was piecing my draft book together, and it was that, hey, he gives great effort. The one thing he's going to do for you, he's going to block down for you. He's going to give you great effort. And so that's a hole here without Michael Thomas to have that piece of the puzzle that you could help fill.
Well, that's just how I attack anything I take serious in life. I always give it 100%. So, as a receiver, you only get so many targets a game. So for most of the game, you're not getting the ball thrown to you. So, but you're still on the field, and you know, offensive plays are being ran. So, especially in this kind of scheme or the scheme I've been in the past years, the receivers have a big role in the run game to help, you know, set up runs, and not only that, but also play action passes, play passes. So, I just, whenever I'm on the field, I just, you know, do the best what I can do in either passing, the pass game or the run game.
The other part of it, too, is I think the kind of connection with the quarterback, and that sometimes takes a little while where you got to be on the same page. How much contact have you had with Derek Carr? No OTAs are cranked up. And so kind of give us a little bit of a rundown of since signing. Have you talked to Carr or Clint Kubiak?
No, I mean, I just signed, what was it, Friday? I just got here. So I see him today, talked to him for a little bit. But before that, no, I have not had much contact with him at all, I'd say.
If you're looking at it from a scout standpoint, tell everybody, what's your greatest strength as a player?
I'll say I'm a playmaker. No matter what situation I'm in, I find a way to make plays. I've always been like that since I was a kid. So, and I would say I'm very intelligent. You know, I can pick up things quick, play all the positions, read coverages. I would say I'm very intelligent as a football player.
Okay, he's not listening, but we are the flagship station of LSU, so you got to give us a little bit of a background here on Brian Kelly. Okay, he's at LSU now, so yeah. Your time with Coach Kelly at Notre Dame.
Yeah, no, Coach Kelly's my guy. I really liked him. He recruited me out of high school. You know, came to my house two or three times. Gave my brother. He wanted me to come there so bad. He gave my brother scholarships. Really even played varsity football. I got there. You know, he always showed me love, and you know, I played hard. And you know, he's one of my favorite head coaches I've had. You know, since I started playing football, and I'm sad to see him go. But you know, he's been there for a long time. He's given a lot to Notre Dame, and you know, he's moving on, trying to you know, do something different. So
everybody,
yeah, I love Coach Kelly.
Everybody talks about pressure. Okay, you're playing in the SEC. Man, you had pressure every week. Okay, you're nobody's homecoming game when you play at Notre Dame. I mean, everybody's gunning for you, that past history and what's happened and everything. That thought when you first hit that field in South Bend.
Yeah, so it's just a different environment, I would say, Notre Dame compared to a lot of schools I played at. I know when I was playing, every game was sold out. Fans are going crazy. And no matter what team we played, it was there. A lot of teams came and gave it all every single time they came to Notre Dame. They're like, we got to beat Notre Dame at home. So no matter what team we faced, you know, they were going to bring out all the tricks and, you know, give their best every time. It was just always a fun time playing in South Bend at Notre Dame.
Equanimeous, before I get to another question about the NFL, I want to stay in college real quick. Do you have any stories about Coach Kelly that you could share from your time at Notre Dame?
A long time ago. Not off the top of my head. I was thinking about it for a minute, probably.
Okay, I'll come back to it.
Off the top of my head. Yeah.
So 7 years in the NFL, I just want to get your thoughts. You know, what have you learned about yourself from your time with Green Bay? You're drafted there in 2018 as a sixth-round pick, and then also spent a couple years in Chicago as well. A lot of your time in the NFC North here. So what have you learned about your time as an NFL player?
I think I realized that, you know, I'm a professional at my craft. I take it serious. Going throughout the years, seeing people, you know, without the league, it's not easy to stay in the league. That's for sure. You have to take it serious, and you got to be disciplined. You can't just, you know, like it or love it. You got to be disciplined in your craft, and don't skip days, don't skip training sessions, and that's the only way you could make it or stay in the league for a long time. So. I realized, I think, now that I've proven to myself that I'm a professional and I got what it takes to, you know, make it.
Equanimeous, one of the things is, with your brother playing in the NFL, do you guys work out in the off season together?
Yeah, we do everything together. So
okay.
Once his rookie off season happened, because his when he came in from combine, obviously going into the rookie year, he had combine training. I wasn't doing that, but after his rookie season, we do all our receiver stuff together and weight training and speed together.
In the thought of the options that you had in free agency, were there other teams that were trying to sell you sort of the same thing as the Saints about the fit being right for you? Because I think in a lot of cases, you know, they're just a handful of guys that come out each and every year, no matter where they go, the results are the same. So much of it, and people don't get it, is the right fit, the right scheme, the right offense, the right quarterback, and how much that plays into your production. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, so I would say it's unfortunate for a lot of players in the NFL. I would say me going through years, I've seen players come from different teams that didn't do well, didn't get an opportunity, and go to a different team and blossom and, you know, really their career takes off. So sometimes it is, you know, the right fit for a certain type of player or a right coach that sees the player's potential. So sometimes some players are unfortunate. Sometimes players are fortunate. That's just the way life goes sometimes. But it definitely helps that it definitely helps what scheme you're in, what kind of coaching staff you have, and where you're at, you know, in your career to really make a difference. So that definitely does help.
Did you watch film of one particular person that you tried to maybe look at and say, I want to be that type player, or maybe a couple guys that you would watch, if it's television or film, and say, that's who I want to be, someone like him?
I want to say one player. When they give us iPads, they usually do it, or we could ask for, like, the targets of the, you know, top 10 receivers in the league. And I just look at all of them sometimes just to see what – because you could pick up things from different receivers. You don't just want to copy one guy, because maybe one guy is good at one thing, not the other. But you just want to see what – every receiver has different techniques, different skill sets. So you just try to do your best to, you know, be an all-around receiver and pick up as many good habits as you can.
Well, Equanimeous, welcome to New Orleans. This is a very passionate city, a very passionate fan base, and we'll do the same thing with you as we've done with every other new Saints player. Give the fans a hoot at.
Hoot at.
Equanimeous, man, best of luck to you. It'll be great to see you in the Saints uniform, and it's passing by real fast.
Yes.
Next thing you know, it'll be training camp out in California, and then you'll get to hear the most passionate fans in the NFL.
You know it.
These people here, they love their Saints. And so you love them, they love you back.
Yeah, I will for sure.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All righty. New Saints wide receiver Equanimeous St. Brown, a former Notre Dame star player, and he went in the NFL with the Packers and with the Bears, and man, he's a big target guy, Charlie. And that's what you're looking for. I mean, everybody has a certain fit in this league, and I think he could fit that mold. You got to get on the same target as Carr now, because I think that's important too with your quarterback. But I think he's got an opportunity, and I think it's a good fit pickup for the Saints.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.